Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, our next guest has been named by Time Magazine as one of 15 women who will save the world. And she's trying to do that in her new book, Climate Wayfinding. This is the follow-up to the bestseller that came out originally, and Climate Wayfinding is sort of the way to help save the climate when you're without a map. Catherine Wilkinson on the line with us right now. Catherine, good morning.
Paul, what a pleasure to be with you in Michigan, if only by phone.
Well, yes, it's a little cool here today, so maybe this is the best way to do it. Your bestseller was All We Can Save, and a lot of people took to that, and obviously yeah. Time Magazine and others. What is Climate Wayfinding about?
Well, Paul, in this moment, I felt like we needed a book that wasn't just going to talk to us, although those kinds of books are wonderful, but one that would actually walk with us in this time when our maps are coming up short. And that is literally true because of the ecological changes on our planet as glaciers melt, shorelines slip beneath rising seas. We just had news last week that New Orleans is going to go. It is a daunting time to be human, and so many of us are grappling with what can I do, how can I help, and what does all of this mean for my life, my community, and all of the people and places that I love. And that's what this book is designed to do, is to meet us in those big questions that we're holding and work our way into some answers together.
Climate Wayfinding really started as a program and it evolved into a book. Tell us a little bit more about that whole process.
For the last 4 years at the nonprofit, the All We Can Save Project, which I co-founded and lead, we have been running a climate wayfinding program, and it walks people through kind of three main things: looking inward with care, looking outward with curiosity, and looking forward with courage. We have educators that we've trained on more than 75 college and university campuses who are running the program in the classroom with students on fall break retreats, lots of different ways. But young people are not the only ones who are grappling with the heaviness of this time, with the overwhelm of what it might mean to be useful and the desire to do so. And so the book takes everything that we've learned in that program over the last 4 years and makes it accessible to anyone with a library card.
You talk about the personal journey that takes people inward, outward, and forward. It's important to include all three of those, isn't it?
It is. I think of it, Paul, almost like a kaleidoscope, those three lenses, the inward, the outward, the forward. And as we keep turning those lenses of the kaleidoscope, we're actually then able to see more clearly the path ahead. If we only look inward, well, we might not ever move into action. If we only look outward, we might not actually be meeting ourselves in the emotional realities of this time. And of course, if we look forward without the inward and the outward, we might just be racing ahead without good clarity and good grounding.
Talking with Catherine Wilkinson, her new book is Climate Wayfinding. You've facilitated a lot of leadership programs and events across the country. How did these conversations you had with people shape this framework that you use, and how do you know that it's effective?
What's been really interesting, Paul, when we've run this program, we've had participants who are as young as college students, as old as recent retirees trying to figure out what a third act of their life might look like. We have had burned out, grizzled climate veterans. We have had newbies who are concerned but haven't yet stepped into the work, and everything in between. And what's been so interesting to me is that wherever people are on their climate journeys, their journeys of being a concerned human on Earth, we're all grappling with some mix of overwhelm, ache, distress, a sense of doubt, in some cases, a lot of burnout. And what's just beautiful to me, and every time we've run this program, we have seen this to be true, and we hear this from our facilitators week after week. We are so capable of giving each other what we need, and together in community, working our way into clarity, a sense of purpose and direction, a sense of possibility, and the kind of gumption and the gusto to move forward with the things that we can do, a sense that we are not too small, we are not too late, that we are each an essential part of Earth's abundance, and we each have a role to play, whoever we are and whatever we've got to give. And I think the challenge, Paul, is that so many of us have been filled with information about the challenges that we face, but we've had very few spaces for orientation, for sense-making, and for setting our compasses so that they can guide us in this rather mapless time.
What is your level of optimism looking forward when it comes to the climate?
The thing that gives me the biggest sense of optimism is that when we poll people around the world, upwards of 89% of people say that they want to see more action on this issue from government. The majority of people are worried about the situation that we're in. And that is no small feat that we now have a climate majority around the world. To me, the work now is how do we welcome people off the sidelines and into engagement, into action in every organization and every community and every place, because we're making decisions about the future of our planet and the future that's going to hold us everywhere all the time. And that means we need climate leadership everywhere, all the time. And so I want to see that climate majority that now exists really enlivened, inspirited, and finding ways to take action in the ways that make sense based on their context, their values, their unique gifts and talents.
If you feel called from the sidelines, climate wayfinding might be your call to action. Catherine, I appreciate your time this morning. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, Paul. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.